Thursdays at 4 o'clock, we talk fantasy football. Welcome in the commish, and if your commissioner of your league is worth any salt, you'd be entering week one of your fantasy football playoffs here this week with 3 weeks to go, and the season is wrapped up. We've been giving you chances to win tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra throughout the season this year. Congratulations to Chad. Last week was a winner. We did Badgers and Buckeyes, former Badgers and Buckeyes in the league. Top scorer was, in fact, Russell Wilson. Nice night for him and the Seahawks last week beating Philadelphia. So Chad went with my pick, and he's going to TSO.
Okay.
At the end of the month.
And the commish could have picked him, but your hatred.
Yeah, I passed up on him.
For Russell Wilson.
I stuck
Wilson.
To my principles, and I couldn't root for Russell Wilson.
And,
I'll take the loss on that.
Well, this
gets you a loss.
This week, and I understand not being able to root for a player and making it difficult to choose that player.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're going to stay within the Green Bay Packers game, and we're going to make you choose a player on the opposing squad.
Woof.
All Browns. Any Browns player.
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, 0-12, right? They're still winless, correct?
Yeah, it's 0-12. Great way to go into the playoffs this week in most fantasy leagues by making you take a Cleveland Brown player.
Man.
What do you make, commission? That fire their GM today. This is the Browns.
Yeah.
Going to keep the coach, or so they say, for 2018.
It's a weird dynamic because you have a new GM who has to come in and inherit a coach. And what they always say, well, he's not his guy. You know, he wants his own guy. Well, here's the fact. If you fire Hugh Jackson now, you're not really giving him a fair shake with 2 years at the helm. Plus, I think he'd be their fourth coach they've fired in 5 years if they were to let go of Hugh Jackson. That's not a stigma you want.
Okay, but then are you committing to him beyond 2018? Because you can't judge him by 1 year with a new GM either.
Right.
No, but you want to give the new GM, you want it to be attractive for potential GMs. You know, you're going to get better guys if a GM thinks, okay, I've got a year to work it out with Hugh.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work, I can let him go.
Okay.
And you know what? Maybe they hit it off and they work well together and the Browns come out and win 6 games next year and Josh Gordon's an all-pro and they re-sign, you know, Hugh to a 4-year deal, you know?
Does news like this in the middle of the week affect the game in any way, shape, or form this weekend? If it was a coach, I'd say yes. A GM,
I don't think it really does. In fact, it almost kind of maintains the status quo. Because if a team like the Browns were keeping their GM, the GM might go down and say, you know, hey, we want to play the young guys, you know.
Right.
Hello, New York Giants.
Right.
But
that worked out well for him, too,
right,
by the way.
Right,
which they're just going back to what they had.
You can expect the putrid Browns offense to remain just as putrid as it's been.
Okay, we hope so.
With the same guys.
Terrified. I said the last thing I want is Cleveland to not have a win going into the Packers game.
Yeah. You'd rather have them win one, at least last week or whenever,
Packers to get it, too, because, I mean, you're talking Rodgers next week.
Yeah,
they're saying he looks ready. He hasn't had the scan yet, so we don't know for sure.
It doesn't matter. Rodgers coming back. It doesn't matter. There's no
way.
There's no way they're making the playoffs.
I wish they
just make the announcement now that Rodgers is shut down.
Well, you should be
rooting
for the Saints tonight. If you're still holding on to hope, you want the Falcons to lose tonight.
Falcons loss helps the Packers.
You need a Falcons loss. Right. You need a Panthers loss. Okay. You need Seahawks loss.
That's why kind of that Seahawks win kind of hurt the Packers.
That's
one because you got the tiebreaker with them because you beat them this year.
Would have been
Philly
really nice
the,
for them to
not
lose.
And if the
win
Packers go 10, they win out and they go 10-6, they could still miss.
I think they will miss it.
They still miss it 10-6.
They need Seattle's record to fall to where the Packers record would be.
Right.
But they need Atlanta to lose multiple games. Atlanta would need to go 9-7.
Because they don't have the tiebreaker with Atlanta.
The Packers are playing Carolina in a couple weeks. That game is hugely important.
Huge, right.
So, but Falcons, they need help because the Falcons have a head-to-head.
All right. Okay. Pay attention. Here's the pick segment. Borna goes first. You have to choose which one of us chooses the best Brown this weekend.
Hey, give me the guy who came back. He caught a few balls last week. He supposedly is clean now and not drinking, but even if he is, he had a pretty good year when he said he drank before every single game. Give me Josh Gordon. I'm probably the only guy I would think to take on the Browns fantasy-wise. I'll take wide receiver Josh Gordon.
We don't know if he's clean or not, but we know he's not suspended.
He's going to play.
He's very, very startable.
But, you know, he could get suspended between now and then. Who knows?
You know, this feels like a game that could be a lot of field goals. I'm tempted to take the kicker. Okay. I had to look up his name before I came
sure
on the
you
air.
Did.
I couldn't tell you either.
I'm going to go with, you know, this is going to be weird. Isaiah Crowell is the starting running back.
Yep.
But you know who lit up the Packers last week was Peyton Barber. through the passing game.
Yep.
I'm going to go Duke Johnson.
Yep.
It's a great pick. He's the third down running back for Cleveland, coming out of the backfield. I think he might catch a touchdown if the Browns score a touchdown.
Yep.
Is he Duke Johnson Jr.?
Duke Johnson Jr.,
correct.
Why I know that, don't ask me.
Yep.
It's fantasy football. Mitch, you are up next. Who do you like? Do you need me to look up some guys for you?
How about kicker?
Who's the kicker, Commish?
Zane Gonzalez.
Okay. Mitch, going with
usually
the kicker?
Usually a Latino kicker is pretty good.
Yeah, it's worked out well for Roberto Aguayo.
And Cairo Santos.
Oh, and the Gramatica brothers.
Those guys aren't Latino. Those guys are Spanish.
Oh, they're Spaniards.
Oh, it's okay. Zane Gonzalez.
I'm taking
that's
the damn
like.
Kicker.
Okay,
well,
Joe?
I'm just taking the QB then. If he's sitting out there, why would I not take the
Deshaun
QB?
Kaiser. Well, there's
I was all ready to take Crowell. I thought that's who I was gonna take.
But you still could.
That was my other choice. Was going to be Crowell, but I like Duke better.
But somebody's throwing Crowell the ball, or you know,
he's
out
not
of the flat.
Passes.
You don't think so?
No.
Crowell doesn't.
And here's the thing: if the Packers get up on the Browns like they should. Then it's pass offense the rest of the day.
Yeah,
which means
and they're
a lot
not going to hand
Johnson.
The ball. That's right. No. Right. I get that. I love the Duke Johnson pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kaiser. Fine.
Okay.
Done.
All right. Who will be the highest scoring Cleveland Brown against your Green Bay Packers this week? 414-799-1029. Pick between Josh Gordon, Duke Johnson, Zane Gonzalez, the kicker, or the QB Deshaun Kaiser. You align yourself with the highest scoring player. You're going to see TSO later on this month at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. More with the Commish, more fantasy football next on 102.9 The Hog.
Afternoons with Joe and Borda. 102.9 The Hog.
Talking fantasy football with the Commish for TSO tickets. Your choice of Cleveland Browns players, Josh Gordon, Duke Johnson, Deshaun Kaiser, or the kicker Zane Gonzalez. Who do you like to be the highest scoring player?
Hey guys, it's Andre the Russian.
Hi, Andre.
Andre the Russian.
Who do you like, Andre? Who are you picking?
I'm picking the commissioner's choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Andre
the Russian.
Which is who, Andre?
Yeah, can you repeat it?
Who is the player the commission chose?
I forgot.
I love the blind loyalty.
Yeah, right. He thinks you're smart, and you are.
Andre, what's the name of the position of the player that snaps the ball to the quarterback on the offense in football?
I don't know.
All right. That's okay.
All right. Andre.
I'm trying to educate Andre a little bit on the sport of American football.
Yeah, what's the receiver right outside the tackle? It's a center that snaps the ball, and then the tackle, is it guard or tackle?
You're confusing even me now, man.
Who runs the ball? What's the name of the position, Andre?
Ryan back.
Yeah.
There you go. That one.
Sound like Brian back to me, but
now he's trying to be sarcastic. Don't ask me stupid questions.
Right,
don't even
right.
know.
All right, and you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, Andre?
No, I have not.
Okay. The good news for us is you can't play any more of our games for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Hold on the line 1 sec, all right?
Okay.
Andre did go with Duke Johnson, the running back commish. But looking at this game, Packers 3-point favorites on the road at the Browns. Josh Gordon looked decent last week in his debut, first game in, a couple of seasons?
Right, he had 84 yards. The big thing was he had over 10 targets. I mean, they are going to feed the offense through him.
Yeah. It's going to be his show.
You know, the Packers placed Kevin King on IR today. This secondary is just primed to let Josh Gordon run all over them.
Without question.
Which is scary because then you put Brett Hundley in a shootout, and then what happens?
He probably
throws three interceptions.
I'm terrified for this game on Sunday.
Yeah, this is a weird, weird game going in.
You're really hoping for that Dean Lowry defensive touchdown to get some points
on the
board.
We could have used that this week, right.
Something on special teams, too, could help him out, too.
Yeah, maybe Trevor Davis finally busts one.
They should win. You think they should win, no matter?
I think it's a toss-up. I wouldn't say should. I think this is literally a toss-up. And I mean,
would you have said that without Josh Gordon if he was gone? Or is it because of Josh Gordon?
I would feel better about it if Josh Gordon weren't playing.
Certainly.
Do you know what you're saying by saying this is a toss-up?
You know how many times in the last, 50 years that a team's gone 0-16?
I wish they had a loss.
Well, it's two, actually. But
Who's the other one?
Well, Tampa Bay didn't actually play 16 games.
0-14, you're right.
But yeah.
16, the Lions are the
only
team.
No, it's scary. It's a scary game. And the thing is, with Brett Hundley, you just don't know. I mean, he's shown a propensity to throw really ill-advised passes.
Okay,
he can really put you in a hole.
Let's talk sleepers and busts. Nobody in this room is playing me in the playoffs this weekend, so yeah. Am I starting Goff or Prescott?
Goff.
Okay.
It's got to be Goff.
Okay.
Prescott, the offense has been so bad for Dallas.
They have been terrible.
Yeah.
But what I have found over the last few weeks is I'm benching exactly the wrong player every week.
Welcome to fantasy football.
I know. Well, every week I go, well, Prescott's going to suck. You know,
yeah,
so,
I mean, Jared Goff has been a good quarterback.
He's been really
good.
Well,
if you got a question, Joe, I got a question since we're playing opposite side of the playoff brackets.
I just want to make sure, though. Goff is playing the Eagles this week.
I'm fine with that. Okay. It's in Los Angeles.
Okay.
The Eagles have to travel cross-country. Okay. They actually stayed out in the West Coast this week, though.
That's the only thing that worries me.
And my quarterback, I don't like my quarterbacks, the matchups and health-wise, Cam Newton or Matt Stafford.
Well, Stafford, it's up in the air whether or not he's going to play.
I would start Stafford.
He's got that swollen hand.
If without healthy, question. Without question against Tampa versus Newton at home against the Vikings. Cam, I mean, think about it. 8-4 Carolina team are underdogs at home to that Minnesota Vikings defense.
That defense is
Here's
tough.
The thing. Yeah. If Stafford's healthy, all right, it's his throwing hand that is screwed up. That's why I've kind of downgraded the Lions wide receivers, Jones and Tate.
And the coach said it's a serious injury.
It is.
Or someone was
saying it is. I mean, you're talking about a quarterback that needs to grip the ball properly in order to be successful.
Yep.
Even if he plays, are they going to open up the offense that much for him? Cam Newton, while he's struggled, at least he gives you the out of scoring points with his legs.
He's not going to run against that Vikings defense.
I wouldn't.
I had some.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Stat,
he's getting Greg Olsen back, though.
That quarterbacks rush for an average of 4 yards against
four
this Viking defense.
Yards a game.
But I'm with you, Commissioner. You got to start the healthy guy.
Right.
Right.
You have to go
there. I'm stuck with Cam Newton.
All right. Who would normally perform well, but it's going to be a big bust?
Well, there's a few guys. Jonathan Stewart in that Carolina-Minnesota game. I hate Stewart. I don't mind Christian McCaffrey as much because I expect Carolina to be chasing points. That's the biggest thing that people fail to look at in fantasy when projecting their lineups is you have to look at game script. How do you expect the game to play out? If you're right about that, you can figure out what players are going to do well.
Yeah.
Jordan Howard for the Bears, similar situation. I expect the Bears to be down early in this game at Cincinnati. They probably go away from Howard. That makes Howard a bust. It also makes Tariq Cohen a sleeper in my mind.
I got it.
Okay.
Very good.
Playoff week.
Playoffs, football. Man. Playoffs.
It's here.
For some.
Thanks, as always, for the lack of knowledge, Commish. We will talk to you next Thursday at 4 o'clock.
We'll give you a chance to qualify for the Hog Days of Christmas. Listen for Santa Hog between now and 4:30. Your caller 12, you're going to win tickets to that record company show on New Year's Eve and qualify for the grand prize hotel stay. It's coming up on 102.9 The Hog.